Now that the field is officially set for Nashville's mayoral race, WPLN has interviewed the four leading candidates in depth. In the first of a series of stories this week, WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports on the current mayor, David Briley. Despite being in the office a short time, Briley wants credit for navigating Nashville through a turbulent year, and he says he has fresh ideas for what he'd do in a full term.
David Briley vaulted into office following the sudden resignation of his popular predecessor, Megan Berry. Then Briley won election to hold the office for another year. His time in many ways has been a transition. He's overseeing the completion of projects started by other mayors, from the new MLS soccer stadium to the Family Justice Center. But he is charting his own path.
So I think what my administration is going to be about is about acknowledging that we've made investments in our city and taking advantage of those when it comes to the future of the city.
He points to the newly negotiated contract with the Predators franchise that governs Bridgestone Arena. After a decade of Metro subsidizing it with millions of dollars per year, the new deal ends those payments. Briley also contrasts himself with past mayors when it comes to Metro schools. He's openly concerned and seeking more involvement.
I know when it comes to the day-to-day operation of a big billion-dollar enterprise, we are not up to par.
He says he'll be much more hands-on. A memorandum of understanding is being negotiated with the district to increase the role of his office.
One of the reasons that the mayor has to do it right now is because there is such low confidence in the Board of Ed.
He worries about the district's HR department, its management of facilities, and adherence to legal obligations. And he wants the public to trust that their tax dollars are being well spent. And really, that's where Briley wants to separate himself from his predecessor.
When I walked into the mayor's office, I inherited a budget situation that was difficult.
Dismal, really. He says he had to deal with mistakes, Metro not adjusting the tax rate sooner and missing the mark on some spending estimates. It became a decisive moment. Briley asked city departments to slash spending, and he canceled raises for city employees. He chose not to pull the other lever of raising taxes.
So we didn't just precipitously raise tax rates. I think people had a legitimate question of like, okay, we've got 20 whatever cranes going up and we're growing like crazy. Why don't we have enough money?
This path hasn't been easy. Several council members and the local unions for police, firefighters, and city employees are still pushing for an increased property tax. And a year later, the budget is skimpy again, although employees are getting raises this time.
It's complicated. It's not easy work. I think those days are over for the city. I think we have hard work ahead of us to maintain the quality of life.
Briley grew up in Nashville, making him the first city native in the mayor's office in a quarter century. And his ties go back further. His grandfather was Metro's first mayor after consolidation. Since returning to town 20 years ago, Briley has served as a councilman and as vice mayor. Professionally, he's a civil attorney. He's married to a lawyer, and they have a teen son. Briley has seen a lot change and says he wants the city to grow with care.
The vision that we need for the city going forward is one where we do continue to bring new jobs to Nashville because it's an important part of being a prosperous place, giving everybody a chance to find a pathway to prosperity in the coming years. But I think we do have to balance it.
He's increasing funding for affordable housing and for scholarships for students attending local community colleges. Lately, Briley has been extremely visible. From speaking at a graduation, to announcing tree plantings, to a photo shoot and proclamation for the celebrity dog, Doug the Pug. These appearances may raise his profile, but Briley admits the schedule isn't easy.
What is the toughest part, or what is the part that you're least comfortable in?
I'm going to split that in half and say what I was most surprised about was the number of times in a day that I would have to speak publicly.
He says he felt rusty at first. But if speech-giving charisma may not come naturally, Briley is clearly committed to the city he grew up in.
What I like doing the least is asking people to be patient. Because I think we all clearly identify things where we could be doing better. Sometimes it takes us a little while to get a good plan in place and the resources necessary to implement the plan dedicated.
For the sitting mayor in an election season, incumbency has its advantages. But asking for patience is all the more uncomfortable as Briley's challengers fire away at his decisions. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.